words in the Gita, say like
we have steady intelligence, we have realization of the self, and we also have spudna jnana, spiritual knowledge in general. So what do these refer to precisely? Okay, so you could put it in three different things over here. If you consider a flashlight, say we are searching in the dark for something, and then we have a flashlight. Now, if the hand is moving very much, we can't focus and see anything. So, first of all, we need a flashlight to be able to find something. Second is that we need to have some broad knowledge of where to find it. If I have lost a key and it's dark all around. Now, if I have lost it in my home and I'm searching in my office, I have to have a broad knowledge of where I've lost it and broad knowledge of what it looks like. Without that, I can't find it. And then eventually, and I find it. That's when, now I've got it. So with this perspective, so spiritual knowledge is like the broad map of the inner world. It's knowledge, jnana, the inner territory. Okay, this room is here, this is over here, this is over here, this is over here. So for example, Krishna says that we have our inner world is three level. It's body, mind and soul, or gross matter, subtle matter and spirit. So this is broadly spiritual knowledge. This is the jnana, which is like the map of the territory. Then steady intelligence. Now intelligence is more like a flashlight. Knowledge is like the map. When we are going on a journey, we use the intelligence to search. So Krishna says the intelligence is steady when it doesn't get shaken too much by this or that or so many things in the world. So for example, this theme of Sthita Pragya comes repeatedly in the second chapter when he says Dukkheshu Anudignamana Sukheshu Vigatasparaha Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Siddhirmani Uchyate Ya Sarvatra Nabhisneha Sat Prapachu Vashuvam Nabhinandit Nadeshti Tasya Pragya Pratishtita. This is 56-57. What is 55? Yaha sarvatra nabhisneha tatat prapya shubhashubham nabhinandati nadveshti tasya no prajahati yada kaman sarvan parthamanavadan atmanyevatmatusha sthita pragya sadochyate. So basically what he is talking about is in this world there are many things which will capture our attention. Broadly speaking, the things that capture our attention fall into categories. It's temptations and tribulations. When something promises a lot of pleasure, I want that right. Or somebody threatens, something threatens a lot of trouble, that also consumes their attention. So Krishna says first in 55, he says when describing the characters of Sthita Pragyavana, steady intelligence, just don't take the outer world so seriously. All the desires for enjoying outer pleasures, don't take them so seriously. Focus on inner contentment. And once you start focusing, once you don't start take the outer world too seriously, then both outer pleasures and outer troubles, we won't take too seriously. It's like, say, suppose somebody is watching a cricket match and they take the cricket match very seriously. Then both the win and the loss they'll take seriously. But if they don't take cricket itself seriously, then neither the win or the loss they will take seriously. So when Krishna is saying steady intelligence means that understand that matter and material things, both pleasures and troubles, they are not very substantial. So focus the torch on spiritual reality. So steady intelligence means that like if in the dark we are searching, the flashlight might show many interesting things. But don't get caught in anything and everything that looks interesting. Focus on what is important for you. So the knowledge will tell, okay, this is the treasure you are looking for. Now you may say, this rock also looks nice. Maybe there's a cave over here. Now you focus on what you are looking for.
Let me complete this.
I know. So now, so knowledge is a, if you see in the 18th chapter, Krishna talks about knowledge in the three modes and then he talks about intelligence in the three modes. 18, 20 to 22 is knowledge. 18, 30 to 32 is intelligence in the three modes. And the broad way he differentiates it, knowledge is more in terms of how we take in the outer world. intelligence refers to how we act on the outer world. Let's say, so in knowledge is, we have Jnanendriya and Karmendriya. So knowledge is, when you talk about knowledge, how you take in information from the outer world, that refers to knowledge. And Karmendriya, and how we act with the Karmendriya, that is Buddhi. So Sthita Prajna or Sthira Buddhi, all that refers to how we act. Now, once we have a map, we have a toy flashlight, then eventually we move till we find the treasure. Now that treasure, finding the treasure is self-realization. So self-realization means understanding our own spiritual identity and understanding that we are part of a whole. So the Bhagavad Gita's broad understanding, if you see 15.7, Krishna will say, Mamai Vamisho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Because all living beings are my parts. They're eternally my parts, and if they become separated from me, they become fragmented from me, then Manha Shashthani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karshati. That they become tormented by, they become dragged here and there by the mind and senses when they become disconnected from me. So the way I put this was often that be a part, be not apart. So be not apart from Krishna. So these three, they come together in this way. Knowledge is the map, the intelligence is a flashlight, and knowledge is broadly how we have an overall understanding of the territory. Intelligence is how we act in that territory, how we use the karmendriyas, and then what we find by that, what we realize as an experience, what the treasure that we discover, that is sakshatka, that is self-realization. So ultimately, to understand the self. Now this is talked about in many places, but if you read 6:20 to 23.
I haven't gone there.
Yeah. 6:20 to 23, that is the Samadhi verses. That describes how Yatra Uparamate Chittam Niruddham Yoga Sevaya Yatra Chaiva Atmanatmanam Pashyan Atmai Tushyati. The idea at that time Krishna says is that the mind stops getting captivated by outer things and turns inwards and starts delighting inward. And when it starts delighting inwards, what does it mean? Again, Krishna says that all that he talked about the Siddha Pragya earlier, be equipoised amidst externals, this will come naturally to you. Initially, it is done as an exercise. Don't take the outer world so seriously. Don't get so cacotic. But eventually, it will become natural. It's like, say, somebody is very interested in cricket, but they say, I don't want to be so interested. So I'll not hear the scores, I'll not talk about it. I will not get so involved in it. And gradually, if we, not just we don't get involved in it, but we get also get involved in something constructive. Eventually, we will not take care, we will not bother so much about it. So, that means, in the Bhagavad Gita, for the sadhaka and the siddha, you could say there is a prescription and there is a description. So, what is a prescription for the sadhaka? What is a prescription for how a seeker should live? Is also a description of how a seer naturally lives. So for one who has attained self-realization, all this will, equanimity and all this will come automatically. But for those who are seeking that, equanimity is to be cultivated.
Thank you. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. This is,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.